paramedic here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Burt Show.
Beverly Mitchell goes on vacation for 2.5 weeks, and she goes to Greece, right? Pretty standard stuff. When she comes back, though, her house is occupied by another woman. Not a friend house-sitting, not a neighbor making sure everything's okay. This is a woman that she had never met before. Had no idea who she was, that had basically taken over her entire home, had started ripping up the floors, had started painting the walls.
And was sleeping in her bed.
Was sleeping in her bed. Good morning, Beverly.
Good morning.
How are you doing this morning?
Well, we're doing bits and pieces over here.
It's just the most bizarre story that any of us have ever really heard.
Well, you know, I keep thinking, you know, Canada Camera's going to jump out somewhere.
Yeah.
But,
serious.
Know.
It's so true. Beverly, describe to us what happened when you came home from your vacation and got to your front door.
Well, I actually didn't make it to the front door.
Okay.
When I pulled out, there was a car in the driveway, which I didn't recognize. And then I happened to look up as I'm studying that car, and I noticed the windows of the house are open. Well, that was real bizarre because I just went into panic mode at that point.
Mm-hmm.
So I just kind of tried to get turned around. In the meantime, I'm hitting the tree a couple times. And I get out of the driveway and go around the block, and I just dial 911. I mean, this is not something you truly expect.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Well, within just minutes, you know, the service people were here. They were really good.
Did they understand? Anyway, at this point, they think somebody's just broken into your house, right?
Right.
Okay.
Was trying to get turned around, I actually thought I saw a shadow in front of one of the windows. And I let them know that. So I was quite sure someone was in the house. Well, you have to drive up to my house because I don't live right directly on the road. So they drove up, left me down at the main street, and they searched the outside. Of course, they didn't find anything. It was kind of like the SWAT team out here. It was pretty cool. But they came down, they got the key from me, and they came in the house and found a woman with her dog huddled up in the bathroom. So I think my time sitting in the trees and stuff and coming up in the driveway may have just scared her and woke her up because it appeared that she'd been in bed. She didn't have any clothes on.
Oh, my God.
So she's completely naked when the cops got to the door?
Yes.
Oh, so that really does happen. I mean, you see that on cops all the time. But
right.
All right, so they show up to the door, and then when do you get a look at the inside of your house for the first time and realize, my God, she's made all these changes to my house?
Well, it's probably about 2 hours later. By the time they, you know, allowed her to dress, bring her out, and then they brought me up to the house. They actually brought me up to where all of the officers were and, you know, asked her if she knew me and asked me if I knew her. And, of course, we didn't know each other. And then I finally got to walk into the house. And when I walked in, right from the front door, I knew, oh, okay, somebody else is doing something here because of what I left and sitting in different places. Once I walked into the living room, I'm like, okay, well, this used to be the carpet in my bedroom.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, this used to be the sofa in the bedroom.
Was it wall-to-wall carpeting?
No, because the bedroom is not quite as big as the living room.
But, like, was it when you left the house, did you have wall-to-wall carpeting in one of those rooms and she ripped it up?
Or yes. I had it actually in two bedrooms.
So she ripped up two rooms worth of wall-to-wall carpeting and moved the smaller rooms?
One room into the living room. The other room, we don't know what she's done with. Because the other room, she put floor tile down.
Floor tile down in one room also.
Tacky tile.
And I understand she started, like, painting some of the walls and stuff, too, right?
She did. She actually, you know, I tried to keep my house neutral because we've been renovating the house. And it's kind of a sandstone color on the walls and white ceilings. Well, now I have sandstone ceilings and white walls.
Unbelievable.
Bizarre.
She didn't like it. So I guess she just said, oh, I don't like this. We'll just reverse it. And then maybe it'll give me a new look. Then I proceeded to walk in the kitchen, and of course I didn't recognize anything in the kitchen. She had basically brought in everything she owned and moved me out.
Did she make any renovations that you said, you know, maybe I'll keep this?
No.
So it was all of, like, her blender, her microwave, her
dishes, her pots and pans.
Moved everything in.
And where were yours?
Everything. We haven't discovered those yet.
You still don't know where they are?
No.
And this took place how long ago?
On October 4th.
Oh, my God.
So are you using hers?
No.
I'm just wondering.
Oh, my God.
Just wondering.
I'd be too lazy to go out and get new stuff.
Yeah, I'd be like, well, you know what? I mean, it's not my stuff, but if I wash it, it'll be fine.
Okay. Hey, yeah, okay.
Did she also, like, bring in her own pictures of family and stuff like that, too?
I mean, she had pictures galore. I bet you there was over 100 pictures in this house.
Do you know anything about her? Is she from Atlantis or, like...
She's from the Atlanta area. She probably lived about 10 miles from where I currently live.
And do you know why she did this?
We don't.
Or why she how long after you left for Europe did she move into your house?
We don't know. We know it had to be after the storms moved through, because I had someone come and check on the house at that point.
After the Hurricane Ivan dumped all
right.
this?
Right.
Okay.
And from what I understand, she moved her dog in, a new washer and dryer, and she was also wearing some of your clothes, too?
Of course. I had just gone on a major shopping spree right before I went to Europe, and I took a couple pieces on because once I got them home and really tried them on, I didn't like them.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, well, when I get back, I'll just take them back. Well, when I got back, what a surprise. What I could find, the couple pieces, she had taken the tags off and worn.
Unbelievable.
It's just
but
so
I'm
whack.
Still searching for the closet full of clothes that I did leave at home.
And say that last part again?
I'm searching for the closet full of clothes that I did leave at home.
She doesn't know where her clothes are, has no idea where her appliances are. It's the most bizarre thing. Hey, Christy.
Hi.
Good morning.
I just want to know who's paying for all of the damage to her house.
It's a great question. Who is paying for all of that, Beverly?
Well, at this point, we're going to hope the homeowner's insurance will.
Yeah, that's going to be a tough... That's going to be a long time on the phone with them trying to explain this.
All I can say is I sure hope you watch, you know, this, and this, and, you know, you've seen the broadcast, you know what's going on here, you know what's happened. All I can do is do a lot of praying right now.
Now, from what I understand also, she took like $23,000 worth of jewelry out of your house, too?
That was on the low side. There's still more jewelry to be found. However, we did recover that amount in her car, in her purse.
So she took the jewelry out of the house, put it in her car, and parked it in the driveway?
Correct.
Crazy.
Had it kind of separated, so you know where it was going next.
And she's in jail right now, right?
Correct.
She's in jail, but she's not talking, is what we heard.
She's not talking to anyone.
What do you charge somebody with?
Well, right now, the only thing they have her on is burglary. But I'm sure sometime today or tomorrow at the latest, I've got to get back with them and give them the additional list of missing items from the house so that they can hopefully proceed. You know, maybe it'll be more. I don't know.
And you have no idea why she targeted your house or how she even knew that you were gone?
No.
I am dying to get into this woman's head. Like, I can't wait for a psychologist to talk to her and then, you know, like, turn on WSB and find out exactly what happened, you know?
Exactly.
Good morning, Catherine.
Hey, how you guys doing?
I'm doing great. Beverly's probably still a little shook up.
The story's unbelievable. What I want to know is, I mean, renovations are not cheap. If this woman could afford to have someone come in and tear up carpet and tile floors and paint walls, why couldn't she afford to get her own apartment? Our house. How did you pay for the work that was done?
Let me kind of... She used, you know, the carpet out of one bedroom to move it around. But where she got the tile and where she got the paint... I had a water jug, your regular water cooler jug here at the house, about 3/4 of the way full of silver coins.
Mm-hmm.
That was planned to use for the next vacation.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there was at least $3,000 in there.
That'll go a little way.
So she was able to buy her paint, and she was able to buy a few appliances, but, you know, I guess the most of
our thing. Still to pay a crew to come in and tile, I mean, that's not something one person can do.
Well, now you say a crew, but she says she's done all this herself.
So she is talking a little bit.
No, she's just saying, you know, she moved in by herself. She moved her sleeper sofa in by herself. She moved her washer and dryer in by herself.
There's no way.
The neighbors never said anything, never got tipped off, never thought
nothing. The only way they knew about it was the night I called 911, and they heard it on a speed scanner.
Was it a good, was it like a good tile job?
Oh, my God, no.
Oh.
No. If you saw this tacky brown tile that you normally would see maybe in a school or a project or somewhere.
I'm not talking about like the quality of the tile, but like
no, it's cut up into bits and pieces in certain areas where she had to get around the doors.
Oh, okay.
So she was working fast. If you were only gone for 2 weeks.
Two and a half weeks.
She was working fast.
Well, that's what I'm saying, and I truly don't believe that she was by herself.
Right.
But with her not talking, I don't know that we'll ever get an answer as to who else might have been in my home.
You're not going to get a rational answer anyway. I mean, this is a woman that never even thought, like, in 2.5 weeks, this is all coming crashing down on me, that there is going to be an endpoint.
Did she open your mail?
Yes, she did. In fact, I went to the post office before I left and put a stock hold on it and told them I'd pick it up when I got back. Well, somehow they proceeded to deliver for a few days. And she had a stack of mail lying in the kitchen counter where she had started opening the mail.
Wow.
That's an offense as well they can get her on, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's a federal offense, in fact.
Did she pay any of your bills or anything for you, at least?
Oh, my God, no. You know what else she did? My power company. She had the power turned off in my name and had it turned on in her name.
Oh, my God.
Well, you need to keep it in her name for a while and stick her with the bill for the next couple months.
Yeah, but, you know, I'm the homeowner, so that's a downside.
Because
I'm stuck with it in the long run.
if it didn't happen to you, it's probably the funniest story you ever heard in your life, right?
You're right. If someone would have told me that, I would have looked at them like they, you know, had a loose screw somewhere.
Yeah.
No kidding.
That's the most bizarre thing. Hey, Christy.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hey.
I wanted to ask Beverly, do you think that this lady maybe had plans to get rid of you or something when you got back?
Well,
I mean, what do you think her plans were for when you returned?
I don't know, but I tell you what did scare me. I had a love seat in my bedroom. It's a Queen Anne that I've had for years. And in the corner of that love seat, I had my gun. Well, they found the gun on the floor. So I'm almost afraid to think what might have happened had I knocked on that door.
Yeah, then it's a completely different story. And, yeah, not nearly as fun, that's for sure.
It really isn't.
Wow, Beverly. Well, thanks for taking the time. You said Good Morning America's over at your Douglasville house right now?
They are. Cameras, lights everywhere. My God. You know, the story is so bizarre, but I tell you what's more bizarre is that the media has taken this and it's gone worldwide.
Well, it's such a random story. Like, when you say that it's gone worldwide, what publications or what TV stations have called you?
Well, Associated Press got a hold of it.
That's where it starts, yeah.
And it was gone.
Tell us how you got Clark Howard involved.
Well, I gave it a couple weeks after all of this happened, hoping that she would talk to them over at the police department and I'd get some answers. Well, my first thought was this lady trying to be a squatter? So I called Clark and I said, hey, you know, I got a bizarre story I just want to tell you.
Right.
Because Clark is great with stuff like
that.
Yeah,
he really is.
Sure.
He really is. I've listened to him since I moved to Atlanta, and I just love him to death. So I just gave it to him, and he said, oh, we got to do something with this.
Yeah, that's too good. A call comes in like that, man.
We've got to get more information.
Well, I tell you what, if a call like that came into us, I wouldn't believe it was real. I'd be like, there's no way. You got to give me more details about this. We got to send somebody out to the house because this can't be real.
So true.
Right.
Well, we're going to have him in a little after 8 this morning, so I'm sure your name will come up again.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Well, Beverly, it's good talking to you. Enjoy your time there on Good Morning America, and thanks for spending a couple of minutes with us. The most bizarre story I think I have ever heard.
Well, me too.
We are glad you're safe, and hopefully you'll be able to get some of your possessions back and be able to get some money to replace this stuff. I mean, is there any plan for that on replacing it?
Well, not yet. Not unless, you know, the insurance company will come through.
Right.
It'll have to be replaced, but it'll be a slow process at this point.
Just strange.
So, unless I can get, you know, one of the makeover companies or somebody to come in and give me a hand here, you know.
Yeah.
But it's time to get the stuff moved out of here and get back to life and try to calm down a little bit.
How's that washer and dryer? Is it good?
It looks brand new.
Oh, really? I keep that thing in there.
You gonna sell it?
No, I'm not selling anything.
If I were you, I seriously would. I'd have, like, Clark call ABC for you because, I mean, he's on the ABC station here and have him do, like, that home makeover thing.
That's what we need, you know?
Yes.
Well, I have Clark call. She's on Good Morning America today.
Yeah, I guess you can make your own plea.
Yeah.
All right, Beverly, good luck. Thanks for hanging out with us for a couple of minutes.
You guys have a great day.
You too. Bye now.
Bye-bye.
The Bird Show. Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.